Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today, here's something about Chelan Butte Mines. In April 1907, someone picked up a piece of gold-bearing quartz float. It started a gold rush of sorts on Chelan Butte. The Chelan Leader reported in June of 1907 that claims sold for $20,000. The trick to finding the Butte mines and gopher holes is to be able to spot the tailing piles spilled from the mine's entrance. Tailings were the rocky debris left and not returned from hopeful gold mines. They were hazards for both cattle and horses. The most known mine on the Butte was the Higgins Mine or Pigeon Wing Mine. The mine was located a quarter mile from the personnel aircraft launch area on the south side. About 35 yards into the tunnel was an intersection that turned 90 degrees to the right and traveled another 30 yards. The entrance was completely caved in by 2004. The second mine, discovered by boys in 1980, was identified as the Lost Vein Mine. It was pretty much intact at the time. The tracks were still there. The wood doors to the entrance was there. The first 20 or so yards were reinforced with timbers and wood sidings. Since then, a tree has fallen over the entrance. The mine has seriously degraded since 1984. It appears a fire burned through it. The timbers that once stabilized the entrance tunnel collapsed. There were once several buildings in the area. A spring about 100 yards down the canyon from the mine was still putting out water in 1984. An old road ended at the spring. There are at least three other mines on the ridge directly above that mine. Another tunnel running down the spine of the ridge appears to have completely collapsed. The Gold Bug Mine is the best preserved mine on the Chelan Butte. It was staked in April 1907. It was said that $2,000 in wire gold is all that was netted from that mine, or perhaps any other mine. The mine is well preserved, considering the condition of the others. Then there's the story about the calf that was to be butchered on one of the homesteads. The steer was shot in the head to drop him, but he jumped a 5-foot fence and two barbed wire ones, ran up a steep wooded canyon a half mile, turned around, ran back down, jumped back into the corral, and dropped dead. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.